Amen. Again, I'd like to thank you all for coming, welcoming you. On behalf of the Coleman family, the Black family, Hess family, and I don't want to leave out any of the rest of the families. Welcome you to the most unusual church in Delaware, possibly East Coast or even in the world. And it's because of people like Keith that made it that way.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'd just like to take the time here for a few seconds, a few minutes, half hour, hour. Well, I mean, I don't want to get that long, but I had a story I wanted to say something. You know, a story about Keith when he worked at Stover Builders, and he worked with my brother Ronald, and he worked for me for worked with me for a little while there, and Keith always called me Trash Can Man. I know some of you have heard this story, but you may not know why. And I was messing with Keith on the job one day, and we were getting ready to go to lunch, and we went out to McDonald's, and you know how McDonald's has got those trash cans with those hoods on them? Well, I pulled up to the drive-thru to one of those trash cans, and I started talking, ordering my lunch in that hood of that trash can. And Keith's over here in the passenger side, and I'm just doing it to mess with him, you know, see what he's going to do. And he's elbowing me, squeak, squeak, that's a trash can, man, that's a trash can. I said, come on, Keith, that ain't no trash can. I'm ordering lunch, leave me alone. And he got laughing so hard, he almost fell out of the truck. And from that day on, every time I seen him, he'd call me and say, there's a trash can man. There's a trash can man. But Keith just, I mean, he was so much fun to be around. Because you never knew what was going to happen. And, you know, I would give my right arm to have the boldness. The boldness Keith had. I mean, he would say things to people that... We make you wonder, where in the world did that come from? But I mean, and everything he said, even if it was hurtful, it wasn't meant that way. He loved the Lord. He loved his family. He loved this church. Well, I thought, you know, I've done some serious thinking over the last week, and I thought, you know what? Where in that world else would have been more fitting for Keith to have passed away? But at his home church, he loved this place. And the pastor, you know, the pastor's not making up stories. Keith would do anything anybody asked him to do around this church. And I've seen Keith, the neat thing about him was, and I wish I could be that way, the neatest thing about Keith was that he would do things without being asked. He'd do things without being asked. I mean, you see him going someplace to get a trash can or something, come out and dump trash in that dumpster out there, and I'd be sitting there kind of amazed. Man, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? He's going to be hard to replace. He's going to be hard to replace. He's going to be long remembered. Long remembered. In the beginning, I said something about taking some time, and I wanted to... read something. My sister-in-law Carl asked me if I would read this, talking about time. Something else, a couple of the verses I wanted to read, and Carla says, don't be too long. I said, okay, I won't. She knew better than that. James 4:14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanishes away. 58 years. You think about that. 58 years, Keith was, that went by like that. You look at your life on a scale of eternity past and eternity future, and put yourself somewhere in the, I don't even know where you could put yourself at in that picture. But I'm telling you, that time frame is so short. So short. Another verse I wanted to read was Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. We see the days becoming more evil every day. More every day. Keith probably passed out more tracts in 1 year of his Christian walk than most Christians will pass out in a lifetime. Couldn't read. Couldn't read. People thought he was, you know, weird, illiterate. You know what? I think people thought the same about a guy named John the Baptist. He was weird. He loved the Lord. Keith loved the Lord. Amen. If you want to read with me, you can. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. I don't think that Keith ever knew anything other than a time of love. And the rest of his life just rotated around that. And the pastor, he named just a few people that we know that are already over in glory. And I'm talking about He didn't even hardly scrape the bottom of the barrel. That's right. Of the folks from this church. That's right. This church that's got loved ones over in glory. To be honest with you, and I'm not a sadist, and I'm not into the torturing myself, I'm not into hurting myself. But really, I envy my brother Keith. I'm telling you right now, you could take Mr. McKinney's biggest, best tow truck he got, and you couldn't get Keith back out of heaven for nothing. For nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
We have a song. Kylie, you want to come sing?